are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So apparently I can't read clocks, and I thought I had time for another track, but I don't. But it's okay, it was like 10 minutes anyway. So this has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this here comfy chair and play rad music and essentially talk to you guys, or myself, depending on how you really want to look at it. Yeah. So that was just Widest Smiling Faces. And up next is The Rib. Upcoming shows, like I've already said, Pains of Being Pure at Heart tonight at the Biltmore. I played Girls and Sunny in the Sunsets are also playing at the Biltmore, but the day after. I feel like an ad for the Biltmore right now. M83 is playing in November and not at the Biltmore. There you go. That evens it out. Anyway. This has been Mantis Cabinet. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day and week and year. I'll talk at you guys next week.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
October is sure to be a busy month at the Biltmore. On October 6th, catch bands Hollow Moon, The Bleeding Hearts, and Pineapple. A supergroup featuring members of the SSRIs, Portage in the Main, and Prairie Cat. October 21st, jam out with Daydream Vacation, indie rocker Zeus, and local favorites Sun Wizard. For fans of the New Pornographers, you won't want to miss band member Catherine Calder and special guest Anime Bell on October 27th. To round out your month, October 29th brings the band Nurses all the way up from Portland to share the stage with Dominant Legs.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Down walls, clouds in their eyes. 89.9 FM. I am Robin, your host, and my headphones are not working. Okay, so we just heard a track by Tyrannosaurus, and I know if you're listening last week, yes, we did hear this same track with my interview with Prophecy Sun, which was awesome. And you can check it out on podcast if you missed that. They played last Tuesday at Shindig, and they got to the next level, so you'll have another chance to see them play live at the Railway sometime in early December, I believe. That track was called Zombie Waltz, and this is off their most recent album. It's called Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion Lioness. Remember that. So, coming up, I'm going to play you a couple, actually just one track for now, by Haunted Beard, which is a local group, as well as Tyrannosaurus. Their new album is called Video Deathbed, and I'm going to play the track called Secret Prison. It's the third track from their new album. I don't know a lot about these guys. All I know, really, is that they're from around here. It's three guys, Ben Jacks, Tom Whalen, and Justin Patterson. And this is out on Unit Structure Sound Recordings, and it came out in April, or they had their CD release in April. So, yeah, don't really know a whole lot about them, but it's pretty weird. I like it. So I'm going to play one track by them, and then after that, I'm going to play something by, how do you say this? Iuen Gliss. It's spelled like I-U-E-N Gliss. And the album's called Blank Matter. And this is one guy, Tommy Metz. He's from Northern Colorado. And someone described it as being for beat freaks and electronica weirdos. It's kind of cool. I like this album. And I'm going to play the seventh track, which has got a really weird name. It's like A.E. Fires QD004. But that was pretty cool. So that's Iuen Gliss. But first here is Haunted Beard, and this is the track Secret Prison.
Thank you.
Hey, listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I just totally forgot to tell you that last time I was talking. So now you know. And, yeah.
Thursday, October 13th, Sealed with a Kiss presents Siskiyou, Christopher Smith, and The Beck and Call live at the Waldorf Cabaret. Make sure you don't miss the last Canadian show Siskiyou plays for the rest of the year. Not to mention, it's their record release party. Doors are at 8 p.m., tickets are $10 in advance, and can be found at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and on the Ticketmaster website. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
That's right. So shindig is tomorrow. And tomorrow it's Prenatrix Sleuth and weekday Yale Sale. So they're fun shows. You should definitely go check it out. I think they're doing jokes for beer. Bring a joke. One that no one knows the answer to. And you might win a free beer. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you know now what else I'm going to play. Up next, I'm going to play something by Renee Hell. Quote, a surreal electronic explosion of abstract sonics and cracked experimentations. This new album is called Terminal Symphony. The Terminal Symphony. And I'm going to play two tracks from this. One is called Quiet Detail Music, and the second one is Juilliard Opus 66. And Renee Hell is the moniker of Jeff Witcher. And I don't really know a lot about him, but I know he's gone through a bunch of different names. He's got a couple other albums out. You can check him out on Type Records. .com. And yeah, I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I'm just going to play you this. Here we go. Yeah. everybody. So I was just telling you about Shindig, which is tomorrow and next Tuesday and the Tuesday after that and the Tuesday after that, which you should check out. But there's also a lot of other shows coming up. First of all, you should check out Vancouver New Music's website for more information on the Xenakis Festival, which is coming up pretty soon. And you should also check out Audio Hallucinations. I don't know if you guys know about this, but this is done every Tuesday almost. Uh-oh, it's same day as Shindig. It's done every Tuesday, I think, or every second Tuesday at Nyala. And you can always check out the events on Facebook, Audio Hallucinations, or check out Nyala's website. I think they have a calendar online, but they've got quite a lineup. This is all run by a guy named Poib. And, yeah, really cool shows. And he usually gets really amazing musicians to play. So that would be tomorrow as well. There's one tomorrow, and I think there's one next week also. Xenakis Festival. So that starts on the 20th. And it runs for that weekend. And yeah, there's also like free movie screenings at the Western Front and stuff like that. So you should check that out. October 28th, do not miss Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People coming to play at the Western Front. It's going to be amazing. They are like literally one of my favorite groups in Canada and the world. I will play some of that later on in the show. But right now, I'm going to continue with I'm going to play another track from the feature. This is the title track. If you're just tuning in now, the feature is called Haunted Beard. They're from Vancouver, and their new album is called Video Deathbed, and this is the title track. And following that, I've got something interesting. It's called Doom East Van. That's the band. And they've got their album Songs in the Key of Death. It's metal. I don't listen to metal that often, but they've got some cool people playing for them here. And they also have, with their album, a whole album of the exact same length. I mean, it's the same album, just everything is played backwards. So I'm going to play the very last track, which is also the very first track. And it's called, Book of Life. But it's not, because it's Book of Life backwards. It's actually Efil Fokub. So that is Doom East Van. But first, here is the next Haunted Beard.
Thank you.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I want to tell you more about what else is playing in town. A lot of stuff on Tuesdays. So on the 11th, Boris is going to be playing with Taramelos, Master Musicians of Bukake. Sorry, Bukake at the Biltmore. And Chad Van Gallen is playing at the Rio on the 15th. The SSRIs are playing at the Biltmore on the 18th. Portishead's playing on the 24th at the PNE. There's always Shindig. Yeah, lots of stuff. Pick up a Discorder. Come to the station and get it, or get it. We've got them all over town. Now I'm going to play some Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People. This is from Toronto. They're playing at the Western Front on the 28th of October with another band, a local group. Forget their name. They're really... Pardon? Pugs and Crows. Yes. It's going to be really good. This is an older album, Dinosaur Power. This is sort of the album I discovered Friendly Rich with. And I'm going to play Theater of War. For some reason, that title reminds me of a lot of things that are going on right now around the world. Stuff is happening. You should check it out online or via word of mouth or somehow. Yeah. Stay aware. Okay, this is Theater of War, and then another by Haunted Beard called Slime World.
Actors.
All right, so I'm going to... I think that's actually the track. That's also the sound that the microphone makes. All right, I want to let you know what else is coming up on CITR today. After me, we've got News 101 with Claire and Iqbal and Sore Throats Redux, Sore Throats Clapping Hands as well. Starts at 6 with Robert and Exploding Head Movies with Gary. At 7:30, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9 p.m. Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And that is your Monday at CITR here. So I'm going to leave you with one last track. Let's see, it's 5 to the hour. Well, it's not going to get finished, but you can deal. This is by Laurie Anderson. Her new album is called Homeland, and it was released on Nonesuch, and I'm playing the 7th track, which is Another Day in America. Because it's not Another Day in America right now. Anyway, so here we go. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week, and yeah, check out some shows. There's a lot going on.
Here we are, at the beginning of a whole new era. The start of a brand new world. And now what? How do we start? How do we begin again? There are some things you can simply look up, such as the size of Greenland. The dates of the famous 19th century rubber wars. Persian adjectives. The composition of snow. And other things you just have to guess at. And then again, today's the day, and those were the days, and now these are the days. And now the clock points histrionically to noon. Some new kind of north. And so, which way do we go? What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless nights. And by the way, here's my theory of punctuation. Instead of a period at the end of each sentence, there should be a tiny clock that shows you how long it took you to write that sentence. And another way to look at time is this. There was an old married couple, and they had always hated each other, never been able to stand the sight of each other, really. And when they were in their 90s, they finally got divorced. And people said, "Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you do this a whole lot earlier?" And they said, "Well, we wanted to wait until the children died." Ah, America. And yes, that will be America. A whole new place. Just waiting to happen. Broken up parking lots. Rotten dumps. speedballs, accidents, and hesitation. Things left behind. Styrofoam. Computer chips. And Jim and John, oh, they were there. And Carol, too. Her hair pinned up in that weird beehive way she loved so much.